When the NWO destroys anything less would be civilized.
Sustainable. What do you say to those families who say, listen, we can't afford to pay $4.85 a gallon for months, if not years. This is just not sustainable.
What you heard from the president today was a clear articulation of the stakes. This is about the future of the liberal world order, and we have to stand firm.
Hello, everybody. How are you? Welcome to the Brave New World Order podcast. Thank you for joining me, your host, straight out the catacombs of podcasting, Brandon St. One. And today, we're going to take a look at a few things. We have a couple topics to get into. We're going to dive back into the current events. If you didn't check out my past couple episodes that were on the Emerald Tablets of Thoth, I suggest you take a look at them if you like esoteric and ancient knowledge. And to explore those ideas, then check them out. And you can also share this with your friends and your family and anybody else that's interested in different stuff and expanding their mind and just dissecting the reality that we live in, because that's what I am all about. And you can also follow me on Twitter if you want to. It's kind of a piece of shit platform. I just have it for this show, just to connect with people. But if you want, if you find yourself on there, you can follow me at Brave NWO Podcast. And you can also send me an email if you want to. If you want to connect, you want to ask a question, you want to say what's up, you want to tell me to fuck off, you want to tell me the fuck off, whatever it is, you can email me. I mean, I don't really want you to send me those. I'll just delete it. But if you want to, because you're some kind of fucking asshole that listens to podcasts just to get angry and send the host emails, then it's out there. My email's out there. It is thebravenewworldorderpodcast@gmail.com. So today, you heard the first clip, the liberal world order. We're going to talk about that a little bit. Probably rant off a little about some maniacs putting their plans out there in the open. Nobody gives a shit. And we're also going to take a look at the new Guardians of the Looking Glass. Yes, they did. They dropped one a few days ago. I've been busy. I've kind of been avoiding all the bullshit. And so I took a look, and lo and behold, another video. So we'll take a look at that. And then we also have, I hesitate to even talk about it, but this is a conspiracy theory show, and it was a big, big conspiracy theory that was out there. It's the new Q post from, I don't know what day it was, the 24th? Oh yeah, I do know what day it was the 24th, because in the numbers, the numerology and all that, June 24th is 666. So I did know that. My bad. But yeah, we'll take a look at that and all the other bullshit going on. So, oh yeah, I can't really start the show without really thanking you, my listeners, for coming along with me on my journey, dissecting this reality, and just trying to figure things out and laughing about it along the way. So I just want to, before we get into any news and all the bullshit and the fun stuff and the Guardians and the altered timelines by CERN, I just really want to thank you, my listeners, for coming along with me on my journey and really just, you know, being there. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. And if you really like this show and like what I'm doing, and I'm the one-man gang here running it, and I plan on, you know, building it up, hopefully getting a website going, just, you know, building the show up in the future and stuff. But right now, I'm just having fun. But if you do like the show and you want to help me out and help me build it up in the future, then you can click the link in the show notes. And I'd be forever grateful. But I'm forever grateful if you're just listening and coming along with me and opening your mind and just kind of, you know, exploring this world with me. And I appreciate that. Thank you so much. So let's jump into a couple things that I got that I'm looking at, like the Liberal World Order clip that you heard at the beginning. That was Brian Deese, who's an advisor to the President of the United States, Joe Biden. And I talk about these things because they let us know. They let us know what their plans are. So that's why I bring these things up. I know it's all bullshit. This is all theater. It's all to divide, right, left, all that crazy shit. So I talk about politics sometimes because it's bullshit. But I also live in the real world, and I also interact with people who don't go as deep as I do. And sometimes I have to use what's in the real world, the real narrative, well, the fake real narrative, the one that they're putting out there, and use that to kind of interact. And then I twist my little knowledge into it my own way. So that's why I talk about politics the way I do, but it's all bullshit because the people we see are probably not the ones really pulling the strings. We probably don't even know who they are and what they look like. We might. The president of the United States or the Klaus Schwabs or those people, they might be the ones, but I doubt it. So, but I do live in the real world and I interact with people who don't dive as deep as us. So that's why I talk about this stuff sometimes, and I talk about it in the way that, you know, I talk about it the way you might talk to, like, a normie about it, I guess. So, liberal world order, new world order, whatever you want to call it, they're pushing it. It's obvious. Look what's going on around you. Look at the gas prices. Look at food. Look at inflation. We're in a recession. Nobody's talking about it. I think that they didn't release what's really going on with the economy before the 4th of July because they probably rely on some of the big, you know, big spending going on. I don't know. Unless they're just going to play dumb like until like forever. I don't know what their plans are. But we're obviously in some kind of serious monetary situation that they don't really want to address fully and completely. So we'll see where that goes. It's clearly being done on purpose. So, liberal world order. We have to stand firm, he says. To hold firm, hold the line on that. I mean, I recognize there's more to the clip. There's definitely more to the clip if you listen to it where he does talk about, you know, putting their minds together to fucking whatever, you know, fight the prices and all that stuff. But, you know, the president is going out and saying to gas stations to lower the prices, and that will be it. Okay, that will solve it. So it's just getting kind of ridiculous now. It's almost getting obvious, and I don't know where this is going to end, but it's something that we're going to pay attention to here on the Brave New World Order podcast. And I've been kind of, you know, staying away a little bit from all this, kind of getting outside since it's summertime. 4th of July weekend. Happy 4th of July to everybody. To everybody in the United States of America anyway. And also to others out there in other countries too. Because it's really just a representation of freedom. Which I wish for everybody. For all humans everywhere. No matter where you are on this planet. So I've been getting outside. And just kind of enjoying things a little more. And not diving too deep into all the craziness, because there's a lot, and it's all divide and conquer. I think most of us probably know that, but it's hard. It's hard to not fall into something. It's hard to not fall into, like, having ideas that, you know, certain people on one side might say once in a while, and then you get labeled that, and, you know, it's hard to deal with. But, I mean, if freedom is like a partisan issue, then we got trouble. So that's why I think sometimes it's best to step away and go outside and get some exercise. You know, go outside in nature, breathe the fresh air, get some sun on your skin, on your face. Just have a good time with your family and laugh and not just think gloom and doom all the time, because there really isn't much besides spread the word and get people aware, spread awareness that we can do. We have to be positive. I don't want this show to be a black pill for anybody. I don't want anybody to look around the world and think doom and gloom, because I think the more we talk about this, the more people I see listening, and I just feel more positive about things instead of being doom and gloom. And every day when I go outside and, you know, the birds are out there and it's just peaceful. And I know not everybody lives in a peaceful place. And I mean, it's not, I don't live in the most peaceful place. I got, you know, I live in a town where there's shit happening sometimes and stuff, but I can go to the woods, I can go to trails, and there's a couple parks, and I've been learning to skateboard just for fun. Fucking there's a skate park. I've just been going around there and just busting my ass a couple times. Just something I always wanted to do since I was a kid. So just challenging myself something too, you know. Almost 40 years old and I'm fucking out there with my pads on and my helmet, looking probably like a goof, but who cares? Because who gives a fuck? It's just fun, having a good time, just outside, the sun. So, yeah, that was a little rant about just, you know, being positive and getting outside and having some fun and not just going deep into the abyss all the time. Got to take your head out of there because it will consume you. I've been there. I've been deep, you know? So, yeah, have some fun, breathe some fresh air. Stay positive. That's, you know, the number one thing throughout everything. Trying to be positive and be grateful for the things that you do have and the people that you have around you and the people that care about you and the people you care about. Stay positive throughout everything because we don't know what's going to come. So the next thing I want to get into after that little rant, if you're still listening, thanks for sticking in. It was a positive rant, so I hope you stay tuned during the positive rant. But yeah, the next thing I got Guardians of the Looking Glass. They posted another video on YouTube maybe a week ago. And I didn't really see it until a couple days ago. And now I'm ready to talk about that. Jump on here and how about you listen to it first and then we'll dissect it a little bit. And I'll give you my thoughts because I really don't know what's up with it. I'll post it in the show notes. You don't really have to watch it. It's not really a visual video. It's just scrolling text and, you know, the usual robot voice, which you'll hear. But check it out. And also let me know what you think. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this Guardians of the Looking Glass saga that's been going on. I've been following this since I started the podcast, and I'm going to stay on top of it. So let's take a listen to it bit by bit and dissect it a little bit. Here we go.
Guardians, it is time for an important update. As you know, we spoke about an evil plan we were aware of in our last video. We also discussed how CERN has had an impact on the timelines we are facing. Many of us felt despondent and hopeless, and that nothing could be done to stop what is coming. That has changed. It is not because of anything we did. It is because brave people outside of us trusted that our guardians, that you, could help them in a very important way. For the past month, we have been working with two groups of patriots who plan to release newly discovered information. They contacted us and asked us for help. These patriot groups do not have a wide audience or prominent social media accounts. Instead, they operate in the shadows and behind the scenes. They are comprised of many ex-military and ex-government intelligence officials who came together over the years out of concern that the US government had been compromised and no longer operated according to the law or constitution. Some members of the Patriot groups personally knew some of the individuals who belonged to our group, so there was already a level of trust that we shared. We examined the information that they brought to us, and we then verified it with our own sources. We determined without any doubt or question, the information is legitimate and of great importance. The information is of the highest worldwide secrecy. It is the closest guarded secret of the negative forces. The information was first discovered, by accident, by a group of white hat hackers who were working for a European government agency. They were very concerned with what they had found. They are bound to secrecy under threat of penalty of lifetime imprisonment or death. To release this information would require many steps, a great deal of courage, and the ability to find the right people to help them. Through a series of events, they made contact with various whistleblower groups, which led them to the Patriot groups we are now working with. The Patriot groups offered assurances to the White Hat hackers that the information would be released properly, without censorship, and with great protections offered to keep their identities secret. After many negotiations, the White Hat hackers agreed to begin working with these groups for a plan to release the information. The Patriot groups felt our people, our guardians, could be the best people to help get this information out, and we agreed with that. We then formulated a careful plan to release it. The information is of such critical nature that we must release it in the most effective way possible. We have been told if we release it, or if the Patriot groups release it, it could cause a worldwide internet shutdown. This is so that teams of professionals working for the negative forces can quickly remove it. The shutdown would be similar to an internet outage that took place in which Facebook was down for a period of time in 2021. A cover story was quickly released at the time, but this occurred because a similar release of information happened, and it was quickly censored. We not only believe the negative forces would shut down the internet if certain information got out, we know they have done it before and have the capability to do it. This is why a mass release across many channels and networks must be done all at once at the same time, so that censoring it would be near impossible or very difficult. The Facebook breach was not done this way. It was done via a series of posts which were quickly deleted, and the whistleblowers were quickly identified. The threat was terminated by the negative forces. We must act in the most deliberate, careful, intentional way to ensure what we release cannot be stopped, shut down, or censored. We have now received hundreds of emails from guardians at our new email address. We believe those who wrote us are prepared to act when they are called upon. Soon, you will receive an email from us with instructions. It will contain links to videos that will be posted online by the Patriot groups we are working with. You must act to share those videos across as many social media accounts as possible. You must also copy those videos, save them to your hard drive, and re-upload to different channels in case the original source videos are deleted. We also believe Telegram is a critically important source of truth, free from most censorship. It will act as an important conduit when the information is released.
All right, so this first part of the new Guardians of the Looking Glass video that was posted a few days ago, that gets into pretty much a recruitment video, it sounds like, to kind of get as many people on board. If they are good or evil, I don't know, but it sounds like they want to get more people so that they can release this sensitive information. What's interesting about this one is that now it introduced a whole new cast of characters. We got Patriot groups now, a couple Patriot groups, doesn't specify how many, doesn't specify who. And we also got this White hackers that used to work for these European intelligence agencies that have come across this information. Now they've been introduced to the story as well. So this is really interesting. The plot thickens. The plot thickens every day. And the pieces of the puzzle keep crumbling away. But I know there's a picture beneath. And if you know what that quote is, mad props to you, mad bonus points. Actually, if you know what that's from, hit me up. Hit me up on Twitter at BraveNWO Podcast and or email me, thebravenewworldorderpodcast@gmail.com. And just for fun, we'll just do a little pop quiz, a little contest. I don't know what you win. You just win a fucking hell yeah from me. Like mad props because it's from a band. That's one of my favorites. It's one of my favorite songs. And that's a hint for you. So hit me up if you know what that's from. That's a little tangent. I'm sorry. But it's my show and I can do that if I want to. But yeah, back to the Guardians of the Looking Glass video. In the latest post, I just want to say that I feel like the tone has changed. From the early videos, I feel they've been deleted, which is interesting, but I feel like now, in the fact that they haven't mentioned Winston Wu, his name is, the Dr. Winston Wu, where this whole thing seemed to stem from, but I did find a little bit of information on him, but I think it's interesting that they didn't mention this. I found this YouTube video, I'll see if I can find the link, and it's a woman. She's pretty interesting, but she talked about this a little bit. She had some screenshots that were from Raindrop DAO on a Discord server, I believe, and that they were being surrounded by authorities because they were in China, being surrounded by authorities, and that Winston Wu was detained. So I found that from that video, And I'll try to see if I can find it, like I said, and I'll post it in the show notes if I can find it again. But that's weird that I find that information from that video, but I don't get anything from this new drop or the previous one. So why don't they talk about any of that stuff? Or what about the ancient artifact that everybody's trying to get their hands on? What happened to that information? They seem to abandon that. Then they were talking about how there was hidden codes in the older videos that some people figured out, and now they're just dropping their email and asking for people to contact them. What happened to these codes? What were the codes? Did anybody find out what was in those? Did anybody decipher? Was it there nothing? Was there nothing there? Was that bullshit? So there's a lot of, like, the story seems to kind of be all over the place, and now we got Patriot groups, and I find that very interesting. The Patriot group's introduction to this story makes me think psychological operation. It really, really does. But I don't know, you know? So that's why we're looking at this. Let me know what y'all think, of course. And let's listen a little bit more and then talk about that too. Here we go.
What will be released will be an interview with an individual who is acting as the liaison between the White Hat hackers and the Patriot groups. This individual has an extensive background in counter-surveillance and espionage, and an intricate knowledge of the negative forces' coming plans. This individual will communicate everything provided from the White Hat hackers. The video may also include screenshots and documentation, detailing what has been discovered. Additional videos will also be released later on. We cannot disclose at this time the exact nature of what will be revealed. What we can say is it involves an event that is to take place sometime in the near future. Our best information is that this event could occur in as early as 6 months from now, and no later than the year 2025. We do not believe the event can be changed or stopped, as so much work has gone into its plan. What we do believe is that there is another way for us to challenge what is going to happen. We have a plan of our own, one that will be carefully revealed when the time is right. It is a plan that can only work if we, the Patriot groups, and our guardians, work together.
All right, so this has the trust the plan vibes going on, the Q vibes, and we'll talk about the latest Q post after we talk about this, but the plan, the carefully disclosed plan at carefully planned moments that it can only be released, but just hold on and just don't worry, we're going to release it and trust the plan. So this just has that written all over it. I wonder if they took the Patriot element because it wasn't working out, they weren't getting as much, you know, traction as they hoped. Maybe they weren't getting as many followers as they were hoping to get. So they decided to add the Patriots element to it because, you know, the whole Q thing got a lot of Patriots wrapped up in it. And that's okay. It's okay too. Just, you know, just don't put all your hope into somebody in or a group of people or something coming to save you. Try to focus on yourself and definitely be aware of all this stuff. Try to spread the word, try to spread awareness. But this stuff, to me, I just want to be very careful about jumping into anything without any tangible proof or evidence. I know these things are tough because people get killed when information tries to get out there that's going to, you know, compromise the goals of these elite overlord maniacs. I understand that, so things can't come out all at once or whatever, but if this was the most important and heavily guarded secret of these negative forces, as they refer to them, then wouldn't it be worth the sake of mankind and whatever consequences come to you to just put it out there? I don't know. I maybe think differently. But let's see what happens. I get it. They say that, you know, people have tried and then put information out there and stuff gets. But there's ways to put information out other than Facebook and Twitter in YouTube. There's real ways. If there's like the biggest secret out there in the world, doesn't have to be released online, you know, doesn't have to be released in a way that can be shut down. There could be a physical way that can be passed hand to hand from person to person and copied, and not just digitally. Would copy digitally, but passed, you know, onto a disc or a, you know, anything that, you know, fucking a thumb drive or even old school technologies. Go back and put it on a CD, like a disc. Like I said, I know I sounded like But that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, you know, things like that. Start spreading the word with handwritten notes, different ways, different things like that. That's how I would, if I was part of some group that had information that was trying to, you know, wheel and deal beneath the scenes, I would be very wary about using YouTube and putting an email address out there for everybody to contact just to get this information out. Because don't you think somebody on their side might be, you know, sending an email off, trying to get on that? So all this stuff to me has a lot of the hopium, as they call it, goofball term, hopium, that gets people all, you know, you just trust a plan and hope and wish. And just one day, you know, 2 weeks, every 2 weeks, just watch and wait. Because this time, you know, that kind of stuff. So that's why I'm very wary of all this. But it is fun to watch and follow, because it's just, I love conspiracies. I love out there things and thinking, and it's fun. And you just never know what's really happening, too. I'm not saying this is all bullshit. I don't know. It smells like bullshit. The new fucking tone of all this is very interesting. That's all I guess I'll say. I mean, if I was doing this podcast when all the Q drops were coming out, I definitely would have been, you know, paying attention to all that, and I would have been, you know, dissecting them. I wouldn't be a follower. I'm not going to be a follower of anything. But you can always find little things, little tidbits of truth, which I think that was a psychological operation, to release the truth, some of the truth, but to make it so far out there, to make it like nobody's going to look into it. That's what I think about Q. I don't know. Maybe some of you people, you probably know maybe a lot more about it than I do. I don't really know a lot. I've known a little bit of the drops and stuff, but if you know a lot more and you think I'm wrong, I'd love to hear it.
You will receive an email from us sometime in the month of July as we prepare for this disclosure. We will post a video on our channels shortly after the emails are sent so that you can be aware and ready to take action. We want to thank the Patriot groups who contacted us and thank the White Hat hackers who are risking their lives. They both believe the Guardians, those who emailed us, will be the key to getting this information out to the world. They believe in you. We told them they made a good decision. We also warned them that there are agents and agitators who will try to attack and discredit us. First, they will try to censor the information. If that does not work, they will try to block or ignore that information so that it remains circulating within a small group of people. If that does not work, and if the information becomes more widespread, this is when they will use paid agents and agitators to try to discredit it. The campaign to discredit and attack will intensify if the information continues to be spread to a wider audience. This is how they operate, step by step, so we are prepared for their response. If you consider yourself a guardian, or you want to be one, email us at the following address and await our email, so you can be ready to take action.
So that's it. That's the end. The email is posted in the video. If you guys want to email it, and let me know. I'm not going to email them. I don't know. Like I said, early in the game, it sounded like psychological operation, and now, even more so with all the Patriot talk, which, hey, I'm not against people who love this country and feel like it's their, you know, their duty to defend it and all that, and freedom and all that stuff. I'm not against Patriots, but people who go a little too far with stuff on any level, right? Anybody who goes too far with anything, I'm not with that. So just be careful, I guess, is all I'm saying, with how deep you go into trusting anything, because this could have been hijacked, considering all the old videos were removed. Somebody else could have been, you know, could have taken control of the YouTube channel and is now using it to try to see who believes this and who is willing to, you know, be part of it and maybe use that against them and send some people into some negative places. I don't know. Just be careful of that, of course, right? Always be careful. That's what this show's all about. It's all about thinking for yourself, questioning everything, even if it's a group of people or a person that seems to go along with certain things that you believe, question them as well. Question everything. Question me. the stuff I talk about. Look into it for yourselves. Because I'm just looking into this shit myself. And I could definitely miss something. And I could definitely be way off. So that's what the show's all about. It's thinking for yourself and thinking about interesting ideas that a lot of people don't really think about. So that being said, I want to know what happened to Dr. Winston Wu. I want to know what's up with the ancient artifact that they talked about in the previous video, one of them. I want to know why they deleted all their old videos. So there's a lot of stuff that I think they could answer. I think I'm always going to be skeptical. It's fun to follow it. I think it's really interesting. I think it sounds like a movie. Now we got all these different, you know, groups involved. We got Patriot groups. We got White Hat hackers against the negative forces and the guardians of the looking glass. It's straight out of a movie. It sounds like a psychological operation. Be careful. Don't go too deep. Let me know if you have any more information, if I missed anything. If you've been following this a lot more than I have, let me know. I'd love to hear it. So moving on to the last thing I want to talk about today is the latest Q. Q dropped a post on June 24th, 2022, which is 666, because June is 6, 2 plus 4, so the 24th is 6, and then 2022 added up is another 6. And it's 1,700 days after his last post. If you're into numerology and numbers, those are the numbers that are involved in this. The 666 post is interesting. So Q post on June 24th, 2022, 9:26 p.m. EDT. That's the time zone. And that's Eastern time, I think. Shall we play a game once more? Question mark, and then just a Q. And then somebody anonymously posted, "Throw us a bone, Q. We've all been waiting for what seemed like an eternity. What's going on?" And Q responds, "It had to be done this way." Signed, Q. So, always cryptic, always very vague. And I haven't been waiting for what seemed like an eternity. I don't know about you. I haven't been waiting for Q. I think that's part of this whole thing. Like I said, the hopium, get people on the hook and waiting every day, checking 4chan, 8kun, whatever, 8chan, whatever the hell's going on, whatever number they're at now. I don't go on those. I'm not gonna mess around there. It's not my fucking thing. And then one more. Oh yeah, I should have said the time for the second post. The second post was 10:09. So like, you know, 40 minutes or so after the first one. And then about an hour after that one, Q posts, "Are you ready to serve your country again? Remember your oath, Q." Okay, so that's all we got. I don't know what to think of it. Right around the same time, the Guardians post another thing. All this is tying in with Patriot groups, all this shit. I don't know. Is it connected? Are they running like a double psyop? Double whammy? Gonna collide the two worlds together? I don't know what's going on. Let me know what you think, though. I really, really would. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Follow me on Twitter, like I say. I'd rather have you email me, but you can follow me on Twitter. You can DM me at BraveNWOPodcast. My email is thebravenewworldorderpodcast@gmail.com. Please share this, like it, subscribe, all that good stuff. It really helps me out. Also, if you like what I'm doing, you want to support me, help me build the show, click the link in the show notes, and I'll be forever grateful. And once again, thank you for joining me. You have a great 4th of July holiday. You have a great weekend. I'm going to post this today, which is Sunday, 3rd of July. So you have a wonderful 4th of July, everybody. Think for yourselves, question everything. Most importantly, stay positive. I don't know if it's the most important, because you can be really, really positive and really, like, really just not aware of things. So, but yeah, definitely be positive, though. But all of those are equally important. Combine those three, the holy trinity of surviving this madness. So much love. Check in soon.